You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Thursday, July 21st, 2005. On today's show, I make a Skype call to our most faithful listener, Peter, in Germany. And we talk about all kinds of things to get to know Peter. So listen to this phone call from Peter.
Hello.
Peter.
Hi, Archer.
This is Archer of Archer Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. Now, for the listeners out there, this is Peter, who lives in Germany, and he's one of our, I like to say, my most faithful listener. And we're going to get to know Peter today. So, Peter, why don't you tell us something about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 20 years old, as you have just said, and I'm living in Bavaria.
Oh, in Bavaria.
Cool. In a kind of small community near Munich,
I guess. Good.
Yeah.
Now, are you single?
Yes.
You are single, so if the listeners are interested, they can contact you. Or actually, they can send me email and I'll contact you.
Yeah, they can send you email.
Very good. Now, what do you do? What, like, you're a student, right?
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
I'm right now doing nothing, but in the fall I'll be off to a school.
Okay, cool. And what will you be studying?
I'll be studying graphic design.
Oh, cool. Will that be on the computer, like computer graphic design?
No, first the basics, you know, drawing. I guess a lot of drawing.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to be an artist. Or you already are an artist, probably.
Well, I guess you cannot choose that. I'd love to be an accountant, but I couldn't stand it.
Why is that?
No. Because they make money. Artists don't make money.
Oh, and you don't want to make money?
No, I want to, but artists don't make money.
Right.
Unless they're really, really good.
Well, maybe you will be really, really good.
Yeah, or the whore out.
Okay, let's see. What else can you tell the listeners about yourself?
Well, I like to photograph. I don't know, hobbies. I like to watch movies. And I like to listen to Archer Radio.
Oh, that's nice of you. Well, you know, I've been playing your Sweeper a lot recently. Well, you've probably heard
that. The fourth time today.
Oh, you've heard it four times today?
Yeah. No, no. The fourth time you played it last podcast.
The first time?
The fourth.
Fourth time. Oh, I played it four times. Well,
yeah,
I like
already.
That.
Yeah. It's a bit odd.
It's your voice. It's so, you know, it's very international.
I guess.
is
that good?
Well, when as an American, all I ever hear is English, and without...
Yeah, but you often hear broken English, I guess.
Yes, I do hear some broken English, yes.
Yeah.
But I mean in terms of accents, you have a very distinguished accent.
You know, Scott Mendoza's into accents.
Oh, he's probably going to love you then.
I don't know if he likes foreign accents.
He probably does, I would guess. Huh? In terms of podcasts, it sounds like you listen to Scott Mendoza.
Oh, yeah. I listen to Scott Mendoza, UFN, and, well, that's about the gay-related. I listen to some other science fiction-related.
Oh, you're into science fiction.
A bit. I was when I was younger, I was more into it.
What kind of science fiction? Like Star Wars or Star Trek or what?
No, Star Wars is just abysmal right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
See, I don't follow it, so I have no idea.
No, and Star Trek isn't that huge with me right now. So it's just more 50s and 60s science fiction.
Oh, you know? The classics.
Oh, yeah. I have to catch up on the classics.
Very good. Okay, so let's see. You're 20 years old. You live in Bavaria, which is outside of Munich. You listen to podcasts. You're going to be a student.
Oh, yeah, and I'm gay.
Oh, you're gay? I'm talking to a gay German?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So what's it like to be gay in Germany?
Oh, well, I cannot really compare.
Okay.
But I guess it's a bit uptight. It's a bit invisible.
Do you mean for you because you're in a small community?
Yeah, for me and because I'm in a small community and because I'm in Bavaria, the most conservative part of Germany, and because I'm on the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then the gay community probably in Munich would be a lot different.
Yeah, it's huge there.
It's huge there. Do they have lots of gay bars?
Yeah, they have their own district.
Wow.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess most major cities, whether they're in other countries or America, have pretty large gay communities. Because, for example, in Washington, D.C., we have DuPont Circle or 17th Street, which is where all the gay bars are. So.
Oh, good to know.
Excuse me. Have you ever been to a gay bar?
No.
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 So would you say that most of your exposure to gay life is through the internet?
Porn. No, movies and normal movies. And.
So porn, huh?
Do
you own any porn?
Well, I've spent about €1 on porn.
See, I don't know what a euro is.
Yeah, it's 30 cents or... No, not... a euro is not 30 cents, but I spend about 30 cents on porn. You get everything free. It's not... I didn't grow up buying porn.
Wait a minute. You get everything free? Where do you get porn free?
Internet.
You have to know the right places to go.
Yeah, of course. But I'm 20 now. I've had lots of time. You don't know the right places?
I guess I don't, because all the sites I've ever gone to, you have to, like, give me your credit card to see videos and stuff.
Oh, no.
You better send me some links to some porn sites, because, well, I don't need it. I've got more porn than I know what to do with.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, my friend David, he gave me just recently 6 DVDs full of porn.
Yeah, I have to get that friend.
Yeah.
That kind of friend.
You need to get a friend like David.
Yeah.
You know, also, the porn that he gave me is the kind of guys that you would like.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, actually, why don't you tell the listeners what kind of guys you're attracted to?
Oh, well, I'm into older guys or older-looking guys. Older than me.
I was just going to say, let's clarify older because you're 20.
And exactly, actually, I'm 20. Everyone's
older than you when you're 20.
Yeah.
So when you say older, how much older?
Oh, they just shouldn't look like they're 16, you know. That's a bit... Yeah, you know, there are a lot of 25-year-old guys who look like 16. And that's... they should have a bit of scruff in their face, or a beard or something.
Okay.
And... Oof, well...
So... Older in terms of still in their 20s?
I wouldn't decline a guy in his 20s.
Okay, what about a guy in his 30s?
That's okay.
40s?
40s is okay.
Okay, let's go one more decade. 50s.
Oh, well, it's the mindset. It's not really physically they don't turn me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you have to be 65 to turn me off.
Well, for me, anything over like 42 turns me off. No, I'm kidding. No.
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding because, you know. But,
you know, there's no age stamp on most of the images. So I don't know.
That's true. You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Then physically, what kind of guys do you like?
Well, not too out of shape.
Okay.
Smaller than me.
Okay. You mean like tall, shorter?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How tall are you?
6'2", 5".
Oh, my God. You're a giant.
Yeah, probably.
I'm only 5'10".
Yeah, but that's average, you know?
It is average, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so smaller than you, shorter than you.
Yeah,
what about
shorter.
Body size, like in terms of chunky or thin or muscular or...
Well, muscular, because I guess it's somewhere between thin and chunkier.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with you.
Yeah, muscular, but I don't have anything against a bit of a stomach or a bit... I don't know. I like him average, I guess.
Yeah, I would say I like him average, too. What about
maybe a bit maybe a bit meatier than your boyfriend's.
Oh.
They may have a little bit more, but...
Meatier than my boyfriend's, the ones I've had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yours are a bit thin.
Yes, mine are a bit thin, but I like them thin, so...
Yeah.
That's true. Now, when you say boyfriends, how long have you been reading my blog?
Well, I when I start reading a blog, I read the archives.
Oh, so you've seen pictures of the boyfriends I've had in the past?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and they've all been on the average to thin side.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But they were cute.
Oh yes. Oh my God, they've all been really cute.
Yeah.
I only picked the cute ones.
You sure do.
Thank you. So now, not getting too personal, have you been on any dates?
Lately.
Lately?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. I try to keep that separate. I try to get not into that too much around my community because I'm quite known, or my family is quite known, and it's a really small community. So that's not happening too much right now.
So would it be a bad thing if they knew you were gay? Would you be ostracized or picked on?
Well, I can handle when they pick on me, but what about my family, you know?
Oh.
That's not what I want right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go off to university in the fall, will you feel, more likely to come out or be freer?
I hope so. It's a bit hypothetical, but I hope so.
Are you going to a major university?
No, it's not a major university. It's a school, really. It's a small... Yeah, you know, graphic design you don't do on universities.
Oh, okay.
In Germany. It's in... When you go to a university in Germany, it's all about psychology and Germanistic and Anglistic. So about talking about English history and something like that, you know.
Okay,
history.
So then... Graphic design would be more like a trade.
Yeah, exactly. It's a school for applied. I don't know. It's for the practical stuff, you know. It's not the theoretical. Yeah.
Right. I was going to say universities are more theory and.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I want to be a teacher, I'd be going there.
Right.
Yeah.
So now. In your family, where do you fall in the family? Oh, well, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 brothers and 1 sister, and I'm the second in line.
So there's 4 of you all together. And who's the oldest?
I have an older brother.
Is there anybody else who's gay in your family?
Not that I know of.
And do
all
Probably not. And do all your brothers and sisters know you're gay?
No. Only my sister knows, and her fiancé.
And how did that come about? How'd they find out?
I told them.
You just, one day just said, oh, I'm gay.
No. Yeah, sure, that's what you think when I say that. No, we were sitting at a table. It was 1 year ago. it was the day, no, it was my birthday 1 year ago.
Wow.
We were sitting at a table, they just, we went out to the cinema, and they talked about something in a paper. There were pictures of singers, you know. They had a big, there were lots of pictures of singers and, you know, single bar meetings and so. And they said, oh, that guy might look good for you. And I said, no, I'm more into boys.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Were they pointing to a picture of a woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That girl would look cute. Don't you think that girl would look cute, you know? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Wow. So I thought that that was a nice moment, and I went into that.
Now, and did you ask her not to tell your brothers?
I guess I made a remark about that, but I don't know. I loved their reaction. They didn't like, it was like saying that, I eat my toast with marmalade, you know? Like,
like it was no big deal.
Yeah, like it was no big deal, no? Like they already knew. I have to ask them sometime.
Well, that's a good reaction.
Yeah, that was stunning.
That's really good, because, you know, not everybody gets a reaction like that.
No.
Wow.
I never expect a really positive reaction, you know.
Right.
It's always, you get always so scared when you look at all the documentaries and...
Oh, that's true.
You hear all the horror stories, you know.
That's true. Wow. Well, listen, this is coming up on about 18 minutes, and I like to keep my podcast short. So you know what we're going to have to do? I'm going to have to call you another day, and we'll have to get into some discussions about other things. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You'd be up for that?
That would be nice. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, do you have any final words for the audience?
No, I just want to thank you that I'm on the show. That's been really great. Yeah.
It has been great. Thank you very much. Yeah. This will be perfect. I'll be posting this on Friday so that you can listen to it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Looking forward.
Me too. Well, thank you so much, Peter.
No problem.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So that was the phone call from Peter. I hope you enjoyed that. We will be calling him on other podcasts and chatting with him, seeing what's up with him. So that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.